Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, December 22nd. This year, Barbie mania swept the globe. A key architect of that phenomenon was Richard Dixon, who served as president and chief operating officer of Barbie's parent company, Mattel, for almost a decade. At Mattel, Dixon revived Barbie, a name that had lost its cultural relevance, and brought it firmly back into the zeitgeist. Now, Richard is taking his talent for revitalizing fading icons to The Gap, where he was appointed as CEO in July 2023.
Evolution keeps a brand relevant, but purpose makes a brand immortal.
This week on the BOF podcast, I'm pleased to share this conversation with Richard from BOF Voices 2023, where he discusses the power of brands and his vision for rebooting The Gap. To watch the full talk, head to the link in the episode notes. Here's Richard Dixon on the BOF podcast.
There's a lot of pressure.
Well, your role has a lot of pressure,
no? It's a lot of pressure, yeah. First of all, this is an extraordinary forum. And thank you so much for inviting me. And it really is fascinating. It's my first, you know, Voices session, but I'm an addict already, and the lessons I'm learning and the inspiration is truly incredible. So thank you so much creating this and inviting me to speak.
Well, Richard and I had our first interaction over Zoom very shortly after your new...
Days.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it was a few days
It was days.
And he was there on a Zoom screen, and we had this incredible chemistry right from the start because we were sharing stories about The Gap. And we're going to get to those stories in a minute. But now I want to start with Barbie. What an incredible journey. Tell us what was going on at Mattel 10 years ago when you arrived?
Yeah. Little 11 and a half inch doll with a lot of story. This was my actually second chapter at Mattel. 10 years ago, I returned to Mattel in late 2014. I had a successful chapter there from 2000 to 2010. And did a lot of things at Mattel, but was most recognized for my work on the Barbie brand. And at that time, also, Barbie was incredibly challenged, and I was credited, although it takes more than a village for that little 11.5-inch doll to work, with turning the brand around at that time. I left. Actually, it came to the fashion industry, and then got the call from some members on the board of Mattel that Barbie was more than challenged. She was in her third year of double-digit decline, was at the lowest volume it had been in over 25 years. And would I consider returning to Mattel? Glutton for punishment, love a good brand challenge, and had the heart for the company. I rejoined Mattel late 2014. And the headline, actually, very different from my headlines joining Gap, but the headline when I joined Mattel, CNN had a headline that said, "Is Barbie dead?" Quite a welcome. And sure enough, you know, it was an extraordinary, challenging time at Mattel, not just with Barbie, but across the company, but in particular Barbie, which had lost its cultural relevance. And the context of that conversation became really one that I called moving from what was a monologue that we ran for the brand into a dialogue. And once you opened up the dialogue with consumers and said, well, why did this iconic brand that was so inspiring for so many years lose its relevance? Like, she didn't change. It's still the same brand. So what happened? And quickly what we found out as we had this conversation with consumers all around the world was she just didn't reflect what was culturally relevant. Looks, aesthetics, values. Moms had turned actually away from loving Barbie to actually feeling put off by Barbie. Her representation in terms of fashion and dream houses and cars and fabulous life became frivolous. Her aesthetics, which was always a question, but our dialogue, our monologue was, well, she's a doll. She's not a real person. So she can't possibly look like a real person. And that was that. But now we were at a place where the business was really challenged, double-digit declines, and we needed to acknowledge what was happening around the world and in relation to this canvas for cultural conversation. And we went on an epic journey with extraordinary talented people to change the course of the brand. And the process itself was really going back to the roots, going back to the purpose. Why did this brand break through? What made it so great to begin with? And the origin story of the brand was it was designed to inspire the limitless potential of girls. So this little canvas was really designed to unlock the imagination of what girls could imagine themselves being. And back in 1959, clearly, that was fairly limited. So this extraordinary doll unlocked this creative imagination play that went on for decades, and now we found ourselves in this very challenging moment. And so we acknowledged it. We introduced body types, short, petite, tall, using the original as a foundational element, but expanded the brand's diversity, inclusivity. We introduced 24 different ethnicities. And step by step by step, we began to have a much more culturally relevant dialogue with consumers and turn the trajectory of the brand equity into something that had more intrinsic value, had true purpose, was a reflection of the world that we live in. Never necessarily changing the idea of the brand, but translating that idea into cultural conversation, which of course culminated this summer in what was an extraordinary piece of art with Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling and an incredible cast of talented, passionate people who wanted to bring this extraordinary story to life and represent the brand in a whole new way.
So as you're speaking there, some of the words you're using about, you know, the state of Mattel and Barbie when you arrive there, a lot of those words could be used for what you've now got ahead of you, the challenge ahead of you. I just want to switch the slide here. This is, tell us about this screenshot.
This, well. I mean, this was, frankly, across all our brands, a typical image of what, if you went online a few months ago, whether it was Gap or Old Navy, Banana or Athleta, you were arguably bombarded with messaging. Buy one, get one, 50 off, BOGOs, up to 75 off, 40 off, 2X points, BAPRA, sign up for the credit card, you know, whatever it was. But you barely knew what we were actually selling you, the product. And so to some extent, you know, the clarity of the conversation with consumers just needed an edit. Our product is great product, but it's lost in the messaging. And so why don't we just clean it up, just edit, have precision in terms of our consumer communication. Pricing strategy is such a complicated conversation, and it deserves a lot of thought process to it. But the clarity that we need to have with a consumer and create a dialogue that creates trust. Trust is probably the single biggest attribute any brand can have across any industry. And arguably, we've fragmented the trust because you don't know if you're getting the best deal. And this is an indication of what it looked like when I got to Gap just a few months ago.
So that's the discounting. Talk to us about the image.
Well, is the image really something that you recognize? If you didn't know it was Gap, first of all, where does it even say Gap?
And we might have cropped that out. That might be our
anyway,
fault.
But I think you can really argue, who is it? You know, does it have an identity? Our brands, you know, need to have stronger brand positions and brand identities. First and foremost, a creative point of view. We don't have to have everybody like us. We have to have those who like us love us. Those who don't like us maybe move to like. And those who hate us may hate us always. But today, a brand needs to have a very strong point of view from a creative perspective. And I think this is an example of an identity crisis in the context of what you know and I know and what many of you know, particularly the Gap brand, to be.
So that brings me to my next question, which is, like, if that's what, like, if someone gives you a call and says, hey, Richard, you know, this is a great job for you. There's multiple CEOs who've tried and failed to turn this thing around. You log onto the website, you see, like, bombarded with different messaging around pricing. You see, like, brand identity, that could be any company. Like, who knows? You know, who knows which American retailer that could be. Yeah. Why did you take this job?
Yeah, pick me.
Why you?
Pick me. I'd be crazy not to take this job. Really, it's an American legendary portfolio of brands. These brands are iconic. They're recognized around the world. Gap is a cultural conversation. The Gap brand is a pop culture brand that sells apparel. And this image, to me, is the most inspiring sort of restart. Gap is about reigniting this iconic pop culture conversation that started in San Francisco on August 22nd, 1969. And by the way, I deliberately made my start date August 22nd in connection with the heritage of this extraordinary company and the simplicity of it. You know, I mean, really, Levi's records and tapes. The font, the typography, the graphics, it's more relevant today than it was back then. And the cultural conversations that took place beyond that are extraordinary, and our portfolio brands are extraordinary. So I think people thought when I left, you're crazy. You've got this blockbuster movie, you got a good gig, great team, all the world of play and fun, and you're going to this, you know, company in a transformation that, to me, was the, I'd be crazy not to do it. And it's an incredibly exciting new chapter for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited that you took it on because you're clearly passionate about it. The next photos I wanted to show are like this is what was going on at the Gap when I was working in that store in Montreal. Yeah. It was just, does everyone remember that?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
And then there were things like this. Let's watch this.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel, wheel.
So when you see Lenny Kravitz and Naomi Campbell, and you see these, like, remember all those dance commercials? Like, every time they came out, everyone would be, like, obsessed with it. When you see stuff like that, actually, let's go back, because I don't want to talk about that yet. But what do you want to take from that heritage? Like, in the same way that you went to the original expression of Barbie, why Barbie existed, why does the Gap exist?
Yeah. I think any brand starts with an idea. I mean, we've heard so many great ideas today, and throughout fashion history, all these brands start with an idea, and then those ideas are brought to life with people, and ideas that become brands evolve. And evolution keeps a brand relevant, but purpose makes a brand immortal. And Gap, when you go back to the origin story, the simplicity of it was Levi's tapes and records in this cool little shop in San Francisco. But the original purpose of the Gap, the original name of the Gap, actually was Generation Gap. And Don and Doris Fisher, our founders, created this place where generations could come together and get denim, jeans, in every size and every fit possible. I mean, the origin story. And by the way, have great music and fun. And as part of their foundational story, it was to do more than sell clothes. And Doris, actually, female founder, took a pen and sort of crossed out generation, and it became the Gap. And that's the origin story, but the purpose of it, to me, is the connective tissue that we need to celebrate, harken back to, and figure out what is that cultural conversation today. I mean, we see so many iconic images and the smiles in the audience when you see that khaki swing commercial, whether you see it for the first time or you're reflecting back on when you see it. Fashion is entertainment, and Gap was entertaining. We engaged consumers with cultural conversations. Lenny Kravitz, Naomi Campbell, they're wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Boring as it may be from a perspective of our previous speaker in the context of conversation, but it's classic. And we created cultural conversations and we celebrated individuals of style and originality. And then when you think about the conversation today, and somebody mentioned before sort of the terminology of bridging the gap, and our origin story was bridging the gap between generations. What a culturally relevant conversation today. Just think about how many gaps we have to bridge. Just today's conversation alone, sustainability, digital dialogue, race, ethnicity, diversity, inclusiveness. To be able to have a conversation from a brand that was defined around bridging the gap, from a purpose perspective, there could be nothing more inspiring than taking that cue and figuring out how to create that cultural conversation today, using our brands as a platform to actually create a better world.
So first 90 days, you're in the hot seat, it's August 22nd, you and I had that chat a few days later, like what did you need to do? Like what did you need to do right away?
Well, 3 days after I started, I had no idea, by the way, this was gonna happen, but 3 days after I started, I had the earnings call, which was sort of your first public narrative to Wall Street. So that was quite a welcome. And those of you who've been tracking the Gap know that we've been challenged. I mean, it's a very public narrative where we've been really challenged. But what I did find right away is the culture at Gap is one that is a winning culture. They're filled with positivity. They're a culture of legendary leadership. They're a culture with legendary, foundational success. And they want to win. They work hard, they're talented, they're creative. And I feel as though, as their cultural leader, it's really about hearkening a new chapter, reflecting on the legacy, but creating the future, and unlocking the vast amount of creativity and cultural conversation that we could have with these brands that have incredible intrinsic value and meaning. So while the first 3 days was an introduction to Wall Street, the next 3 months was really a listening and learning tour and sort of getting into it with the team day to day and running the operations. And ultimately where we sit today is a recognition that this is a journey.
You know, we didn't get here overnight, and we're not going to get to where we want to overnight. But we have extraordinary people. We have a culture that is going to be unlocked with extraordinary creativity. We're going to attract, retain, and excite talent to join us on this extraordinary journey. And I am privileged and honored to be the leader at this particular time.
So we saw the previous screenshot of many messages. This is a more recent, I think, Black Friday campaign. Still a very prominent discount-led or promotion-led message. What are you trying to achieve here?
I think what you start to see is just a bit more clarity. Again, you know, we're sort of dialing because we are a promotional brand, and we do love the value that we represent with the quality and the style, and we don't want to fear or move away from that, but we do need a stronger point of view with more clarity and more precision. And I think this starts to guide our way into that next narrative. And so as you watch our brands evolve with more distinction and more of a creative voice, by the way, even within our own portfolio, the difference between Gap and Old Navy, Banana Republic, you know, these are incredible brands, but need to have differentiation amongst each other. Copy, font, typography, every detail of a brand needs to be communicated with precision to have a strong point of view. And that's ultimately the journey that we're on. And I think what you're going to start to see is the evolution of that journey unfold in every one of our brands, in our stores, online, and in our culture.
There's one video that we wanted to show, which is kind of a new piece of creative that when I watched it, reminded me a little bit of Khakis. But for today, let's have a look at that video.
Being fabulous is all about having good genetics. Let's face it, only those with a healthy balance of emotional distress and a dose of genius can pull it off. Or put it on. That's right. It's all in the genes, baby. The genes. The genes. The genes. So don't knock it until you've tried it. Every single pair.
The genes. The baby. Genes. The genes. I mean, you're going right back to the original.
Yeah. I think this is a great... another great hint and test example in real time of going back to our origin story, but translating that origin story in a relevant conversation today. It's a hint of where we're going. The reaction was fantastic. And as you all know, when you do one thing and then another thing, it builds momentum and cultural momentum, and recognizing that we need to take swings. We need to take risk. We need to encourage our community to fail fast. And I think this is a great example of the creativity being unlocked and going back to the origin story of denim and celebrating it in a whole new relevant way.
Okay. So you arrived at Mattel 10 years later, Barbie movie phenomenon. Barbie is culturally relevant. Barbie was on everyone's lips this summer. 10 years from now, 10 years from this moment, after 10 years as CEO, what, I know you're a vision person. Mm-hmm. What's in the vision?
It's a little early to share that and articulate it in the context of the precision that I would want to have when asked that question. But what I can tell you is from a personal perspective, I'm inspired by brands that have legacy, that have culture, that have impact, that can, in fact, move the conversation from a cultural perspective in ways that are positive. And I truly believe that our brands represent extraordinary potential in their purpose. I believe that our brands and the recognition that we have around the world allows us to have a platform that can move cultural conversations. And I think when you really think about the origin story of our company as Gap, and the idea of what Gap is, which is space, bridging the gap between cultural differences, opinions. Today, more than ever, we have to have courageous conversations about our differences. And what better definition of a purpose than bridging the gap with our brands as a statement? And how we can leverage that idea into a much bigger personification. Of course, we sell clothes, but we do more than sell clothes. We arguably bridge the gap to create a better world.
Well, Richard, I'm extremely grateful that you've given this first talk here at Voices, and I think maybe why it's resonating with you is because that's what we try to do here, too, is we're bridging gaps. So I hope it's not just your first Voices.
Thank you.
And your only Voices. I hope you'll come back with us in the future. Thank you for taking time to chat with us today.
The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark and Eric Bria in the BOF studio team.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.